This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, another $150 in the account. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you're tuned in during that time, and if you would like to call us, and if you would like to participate, and if you have something to say that is cogent, succinct, on point, relevant, and important, please do. Please do. And the telephone number to do that, which we will pay for, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And just as an aside, all the calls that we get here are exactly what I delineated. Exactly. So I don't want any of you to think that had you called in previously that you don't meet that criteria. You do. And I believe that we have the best and the brightest class in the world of radio. I really do. Now, Rush Limbaugh and those guys have ditto heads. And a ditto head, I guess, is a repeater. And if someone doesn't say it first for them, they don't get it. But you guys get it. You really do. And I appreciate that. Telephone listen line. We have one that's up and running, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. That's by Global Star. And it's live while we're live. And it's up all the time. But it is only active for USA Prepares when we are live, 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is live with us in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm $150 ahead in the count, and I mentioned that at the beginning, and I'll tell you what that means. So every time CenturyLink goes down, when I'm on the air or when I need the internet for something important, not something frivolous, I'm not talking about watching movies, I'm talking about when it's important for me to check market prices, like if we're going to sell cows and determine the weather, you know, take the weather reports and try to figure out what we're going to do here to survive at the farm or broadcast. And when CenturyLink goes down and I can't broadcast or I get taken off the air, I call them up. So yesterday I wrote down the three times that it went down while I was on the air, and I called them up, and I'll give you the number in just a second, class. Again, this is the secret number. They don't want you to have it. I called them and I said, I'm calling for my $50 credit times three. Here's when the internet went down. Here's why it's important to me. And she said, okay, I'll credit you right now. I said, okay, thank you very much. So we are credited now about $240 on our account. So I said, pretty soon you're going to start paying me. You'll be writing me checks because the internet goes down so often. So here's the number, 866-270-7498. 866-270-7498. So, next thing I asked, my name was Amanda. I write down the names every time I call them. I get different people, and I reference the people I've called in the past. And I say, do you know these people? Well, they've helped me in the past. And they've got extensive notes on my calls. So, I said to Amanda, so, Amanda, is your call volume up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then I explained to her that I give out their 800 or 866 number for the loyalty department, the customer retention department, at CenturyLink every time the internet goes down while I'm on the air. And I tell people to call with bona fide reasons and, you know, don't scream and yell at these people because they're not the problem. They're there to give you $50 every time it goes down. But I explained to her that the problem is top management. And guess what? She agrees. She agrees. And by the way, she likes the independent media. Not only that, she knows who Alex Jones is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's encouraging. Yeah,
she asked me, she said, so you do radio and you do talk radio. Yep. Is it, well, we do educational radio. We do radio rather than talk radio. We actually do it rather than talk about it. But she asked me about Alex Jones, and I said, well, I've never met him, never talked to him. I invited him to the expo, but I've never heard back from him. We're on the same network. And she thought that was really cool. So now we have doubled the number of people who are in our class because she's going to listen. And so welcome, Amanda. So the really important thing, Gwyneth, I guess, is it's hard to eclipse this one, is the coronavirus.
Yeah. Often we have different things that we would like to discuss in the class, and it all ends up being a good broadcast because we end up being on the same page. And somehow the different things that we want to discuss end up being the same thing. Isn't that right, Vincent?
That's right all the time. I would say it's right 100% of the time. I don't think it's ever, in all the years that we've been broadcasting together, Gwyneth, I don't think it's ever, we have ever diverged on what we think is important and what we talk about. And even though we say, okay, why don't we talk about A, B, C, D, and E, and if something happens that we both recognize, we talk about that. Absolutely.
We go, yeah, let's talk about that instead. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. We email each other before in the day or two before the show, so that we're not quite flying by the seat of our pants. Oh, shush! So we're not quite flying by the seat of our pants. So, but yeah, the coronavirus is something that could be, let's just say, a real game changer.
Mm-hmm. By the way. We have a new dog, and we just adopted him. He was running around in the freezing. He was soaking wet, frozen ice on her back. A little puppy, kind of brand new, maybe 6 weeks old, lost as could be, walking around our farm. People drop them off because they don't want them, so they just drop them off, and they hope that that either they'll die or someone will adopt them. So we adopted her, and she heard your dog's barking, and now she's barking. We brought her to the vet, and the vet said we wanted to know what kind of dog she was. And the vet said she's a Terrier 57.
Yeah.
a Terrier 57.
Well, our dogs were barking because we've got a dog who basically, he's a sheepdog. He's an outside dog. We can't have him just running all over the place because he'll go over the neighbor's place and round up the neighbor's sheep. And then, you know, they'll get angry and they'll probably shoot him. That's not even kidding there, by the way. So he has to be restrained outside because of who he is. But he's our kangaroo patrol, and every time a kangaroo goes bouncing up the valley, he decides that it's his job to let everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened there. Mm-hmm. A kangaroo quite literally went hopping through the darkness down the valley, mm-hmm. and he saw it and he smelled it. And that's his, there's a kangaroo out there. Oh, my gosh, I want to go and chase it. But,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, and that's what sets all the others off. And that might happen, like, sometimes 2 or 3 times a night. So, because that, down the bottom of the valley is a bit of a kangaroo thoroughfare. But anyway, the coronavirus, oh my gosh. That's, it's really, really, important. This, you know, every day that goes past, this gets worse, which is exactly what you would expect to see in an outbreak of a major pandemic. I mean, I was talking about Alex Jones. I was listening to the Alex Jones show yesterday, and at one point in his broadcast, he said there was a 15, or it might have been your broadcast. He said it was either you or him was saying there was a 15% kill rate, meaning that one out of six people who got it was going to die. And then at another point, it became a 50% kill rate, which means that, that half of the people that got it are going to die. Now, either of those is very, very serious. That puts it on, on the pucker scale of pandemics or epidemics. Having it at a 15% kill rate puts it at about a 7 or an 8. Having a 50% kill rate puts it about 8 or a 9, with 10 being the maximum amount that you should be worried, that your mouth and your face and your lips should be puckering when you think about it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
You're talking about the R-naught number? 7 or 8 or 8 or 9?
The R-naught number, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. And
I'm looking at an image right now on the internet. It is all 201 Americans on rescue flight from coronavirus epicenter Wuhan pass health screening during fuel stop in Alaska. Okay, before the plane heads to a California military base. So I'm looking at the.
What was that during that for?
Well,
the government is paying to transport people from Wuhan back to America.
That's correct.
That's the most ridiculous, stupid, absolute worst thing you could do.
Right.
Because for sure, at least a few of those people are going to have that virus.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
I'm looking at an image which appears to be the co-pilot, and the co-pilot is wearing a full hazmat suit. A full hazmat suit. I'm talking about, one of those white Tyvek type suits. Face mask pulled around his entire face. So he's got the face mask on. He's got his sunglasses on. He's got the hazmat suit on. And it looks to me like he is in the co-pilot seat. It really does. Then I'm looking at the ramp that the passengers get off on. They walk off the plane. Everybody on the ramp I see is wearing a face mask as well. So,
in other words, none of them want to die.
That's what it seems
and
like to me.
And they have just imported 200 people from this highly contagious area and put them into California.
Yeah, and if I'm reading, if I'm reading this right, the side of the airplane has an identifier as to the airline, and it reads China Airlines or China Airways. I can't.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
That is pure. You know what that's like, Vincent? That's like in the old days where they would have an army that was invading a city, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they would get the catapults, and they would get a few people who had died of the bubonic plague, and they would put their corpses into the catapult, and then they would catapult their bodies into the city that they were wanting to invade.
Hold that thought.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCMLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we are absolutely serious, class. So on Monday, I was on the air with Dr. Norm Shealy, and I reported that there were just over 1,900 cases of coronavirus, 1,900, just less than 2,000. Tuesday, there were 4,500 cases. Yesterday. This morning, at 10:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5,500 cases. So 1,000 more cases from yesterday to today. Almost 2,500 more cases from Monday to Tuesday. The numbers are climbing very, very quickly. So according to what I'm reading, and I'm trying to read a lot of it, a lot of what's available. So these are confirmed cases or suspected cases of coronavirus in the United States and Canada, British Columbia, Washington State, California, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, Toronto, Minnesota, right now. So now the government is actually thinking about doing the right thing. It takes a long time for government to pay attention, I guess. They're thinking of suspending flights to China, to that area of China. Now, think about it. Would you like to hop on a plane that might have had passengers that might have had the coronavirus on that plane, sitting in that seat, coughing and hacking into the recirculation ventilation system of that airplane? I believe the number that I read years and years ago, probably a couple decades ago, is that the air is recirculated about 10 or 11 times before you get fresh air. Want to hop on one of those planes? Do you want to buy products from China? I am building right now a box with ultraviolet light, UVA, B, and C, that will disinfect, break up the DNA, as I've read, of the surface of the box. And when I open the contents, of course, rubber gloves, latex gloves, and leave that in this box as well. You need to have eye protection when you work with ultraviolet light. Pretty serious stuff. Now, I knew this was a possibility, and I bought the ultraviolet LEDs from China over a year ago for disinfecting purposes. They were not expensive. They were about $10 each. Actually, some of them were $6. So you may want to consider that as well. There are several things that we need for the farm that are made in China. And I'm wrestling with how to handle that. Items that could come, you know, in the mail or UPS or Federal Express. I haven't decided how I want to handle that yet. But this is pretty serious. Actually, it's very serious. David in Illinois, welcome. Thank you for calling.
How are you doing? I was watching about the news about this virus over the weekend, and there was a nurse from that city that said that she was on some of the social media platforms, and she said they already have over 90,000 infected in that city.
That's correct. That is correct.
And that was before, you know. Now, I took my wife to her doctor the very first of January, and I noticed they started doing the screening again. And I just laughed about it. I said, what's going on? You screening again? Is something going on? And she just kind of smirked and wouldn't answer the question. And I was like, okay. Then you see this pop up.
That 90,000 number I read as well over the weekend. And that is not the official number. That is a number from a nurse who is very close to the source of this epidemic. And that's her number. And the numbers that I've seen are millions by February. That's like not too soon. I mean, not too far away, right? Real soon. We'll be right back. Dave, please hold.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Things could get testy in the U.S. Senate starting today as the impeachment trial of President Trump enters a new phase. Senators will begin questioning the House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators will submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will then read the questions aloud. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, Mike. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday. Huh? I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again, the Pentagon now saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. Oh
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us, David is with us, and in epidemiology, the basic number of an infection can be thought of as the number of cases that one case generates over the course of its infectious period. Let me tell you what that really means. So David mentioned 90,000. Some people may say, no, that can't be. Let me tell you how it can be. So, the first person gets it. If the R naught, and that's the basic reproduction number, R naught. If the R naught equals 8, the first person gives it to 8 people. Then those 8 people give it to 64. Then those 64 give it to 512. Those 512 give it to 4096. 4096. So Monday, there's 1 who infects 8. Tuesday, there are 64. Wednesday, there's 512. Thursday, there's 4096. So you can see how quickly this is ramping up. That's with an R-naught of 8. Now, we don't know exactly what the R-naught is. No one's really going to tell us. So how does this happen? Well, some people go to the mall and restaurants and Walmart and JCPenney and Aldi and the movies and ball games and school and the doctor's office, just to name a few stops. That's how it happens. David?
Yeah. The thing that worries me, and I've kind of brought this up before, we have California is the worst place you could take them people to. I mean, they have no idea how many people are there. They're using facilities all over the streets. They got, the plague, tuberculosis, typhus. Now you're going to mix that in? And if something starts to happen there, do you think they're going to shut down the state? I highly doubt it. Then people are going to walk and take off to the inner United States, and they're going to carry it right to everybody else.
Gwyneth?
Yeah, I'd say that's the idea. It seems to me like they're doing the Chinese government's doing this on purpose. This is like smallpox blankets to the Indians. I think even the dumbest Democrats out there know the story. Of how, there were particular malicious people at the first settlement of white people in the United States who went and took smallpox-infected blankets to the Indians and wiped out whole tribes that way. And some of these tribes never saw a white man because they were completely wiped out by a white man's diseases before a white man ever appeared. And it seems to me that that's what the Chinese are doing here. They're throwing plague-infested bodies over the city walls and then giving us a nice present of smallpox-infected blankets. And that's what they're doing by sending this load of 200 people home. And also the climate in California is warm compared to the rest of the United States pretty well all the time, It doesn't really snow there very much. And from what I hear, especially around Los Angeles, it doesn't even really get frosty. So that's why people can live outside all year round. You couldn't live outside here all year round. It would be too cold and too wet in the winter.
Yeah.
But, but it seems like somebody in the Chinese bureaucracy has really sat down and had a good old think what would be the best place to import these people so they have the maximum chance of surviving long enough at least to go out and mingle and circulate. I think that if they drop them in the middle of St. Paul at the moment, that those people, they'd probably spread it because they'd all be indoors. But, maybe they wouldn't live long enough for it to really be bad. Do you know what I mean, Vincent?
Yeah. Here's another thought that I read an article that said that this was a lab experiment that got out. This was a virus that got out. And
oh, yeah.
It was from
Absolutely.
Canada. And it was from Canada. And the thought was, well, the lab where this was held or being used for testing was for humanitarian purposes to generate vaccines for such a terrible virus. Well, then it was thought that it was stolen by the Chinese, and the jar broke over there in Wuhan.
Aww.
So the jar broke, and now it got out. So maybe this plane load is retaliation by the Chinese.
Yeah,
destroyed the Americans.
What were these Chinese scientists doing with that jar of you know, level 4 pathogen in Wuhan anyway?
And what? Well,
yeah,
and,
okay. I would say even the story that the jar broke is a bit of a ruse. It's like, yeah, the jar broke with it to help.
Yeah, that was my terminology, that the jar broke. But what I'm saying is, what was anyone doing with this virus to begin with? Why was it being stored? You know, it can always get out. There could be an earthquake, a fire. There are a plane crashing into the building. There are a lot of ways that these viruses can get out. So I think it's just darn dangerous even playing with these things. But yet, governments do that, right? That's what they do. They play with nasty, nasty devices that are lethal. You know, atomic weapons, nuclear weapons, infectious weapons, chemical weapons, right? That's what they do to keep everybody safe. Well, there's another story that talked about how in the areas in China that the residents are building walls. They're taking whatever they can, like leftover bricks, and they're blocking the thoroughfares, the roadways, so vehicles and people can't get from one place to another to self-quarantine themselves and to prevent infectious disease like this coronavirus from spreading to their neighborhoods. What a great idea. Now, are Americans smart enough to do that? I don't know. Probably not. David, your thoughts? Any other material that you'd like to share with us that you've learned that jives with what we're talking about?
Well, first of all, I don't think they would close. You know, it'll take quite a bit to close cities down in America. There's always going to be these young, stupid people that are going to say, hey, it's my right to go, even if they're going to walk into something that may cause their death. That's just they're brain dead to me. But I made a comment while we were talking about this, when we seen about it this weekend at the table, and I said, I wonder if this is a gift from starting the trade war. You know?
Very, very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, so, you know, because, like I said, they're landing them in the middle, and I've always told people the next pandemic's going to probably come from California, the way them people are living. I mean, if I didn't watch it and see it, I wouldn't have believed it myself. You know, so that's just like a breeding ground.
I lived in California with Mrs. Finelli for 18 months in 1980 or so, and I didn't like it. I didn't like the, you know, the weather's nice, but the crime is out of control, absolutely out of control, and people are me first. I was on an airplane flying from the East Coast to California, and I happened to sit next to this gal, and she was older than I, and we were just talking on the way to California, and she asked me, she was an entrepreneur in California, and she said to me, well, let me ask you, what would you rather do? Would you rather die owing a lot of money or die leaving a lot of money? And I said, well, it's easy. If I had to choose between those two, it would be die leaving a lot of money. And she indicated that you're never going to make it, because that's not what California and entrepreneurship is about. It's about borrowing lots of money, using that money for the risk of the business. And if it doesn't work, well, it's not your money, so it's not so bad, because you owe it and you can't pay it back. And it's kind of like the Donald Trump way of doing things. Now, I did not vote for him, and I did not vote against him. I didn't vote at all. But I know that he's been bankrupt many times. That is almost the equivalent of dying owing a lot of money. Almost. Except you get to live owing a lot of money. So I always had a problem. I even had a problem with us selling stock on the stock market, because I thought, you know, gosh, if we fail, we're going to let down a whole bunch of people. We will have taken their money and we will have failed. And I have a problem with that. So we didn't sell stock, because it was morally reprehensible to me to take other people's money, fail, and then say, geez, well, let's try something else. We'll just go bankrupt. But this coronavirus really, really frightens me. And I said to Mrs. Finelli before the broadcast, we were having a morning warm beverage, and I said, I don't think America can handle staying home for as long as it may take. They won't be able to stand it. They won't be able to stay home, lock their doors, not let their friends in, not go to the mall, not go to the movies, not play golf, not whatever they normally do. They won't be able to stand not doing it, because they're so used to me first, and I want what I want, and I want it now. I think it's going to be a real problem. Any comments, David? Then Gwyneth? Yeah,
I think I agree with you. I don't think they can handle staying in their home. We had a situation here that came up right before 2008, where they quarantined our whole area because they were looking for some suspects that came right through our yard. It was amazing how many of my neighbors could not stand to be forced to stay in their house. I mean, they didn't even have food. You know, they would go out to eat just by what I've seen then, and this something like this is going to be a lot longer. That was just a day, you know, and they had problems.
Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Well, I think that a lot of people, that they simply won't be able to do it, you know. And I've worked pretty hard in getting this place pretty prepared, and we wouldn't starve on this place if we couldn't go out. But, you know, I would say that we would only probably just make it, actually, you know, if where we are now. You know, we're just beginning to, after, almost 7 years of being on this place. This is in a semi-arid climate, by the way. After 7 years of being on this place in a semi-arid climate, I think I might just be beginning to figure out how to do it. And people think that they're going to be able to just, you know, move on to their bush block and then, you know, figure it out that weekend. That's just it, you know. But, you know, we wouldn't starve, but our diet at the moment would be pretty boring. There would be a few staples that we would be eating constantly, and they would keep us alive. And, you know, we'd probably let the dogs chase the kangaroos a bit. And, you know, follow them when they were doing that and that sort of thing. And, you know, so we wouldn't starve. But, you know, that's...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. David, Gwyneth, and I.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Coronavirus. Got food? Well, let me mention a few names of corporations. Nikon, Canon, JVC, Sony, Honda, Lexus, Nissan, Mitsubishi. Those are Japanese brand names, considered in high regard, yes? Well, during World War II, there was a food shortage in Japan. We helped that because we bombed some of the areas where some of their soldiers were located. So what did the Japanese do? Well, what would you do? What would you do if you're absolutely starving? Well, the Japanese resorted to, not all of them, just some, resorted to cannibalism. They ate their enemies, they ate civilians, and they ate grass. Now, have any of you thought of what is the extension of the coronavirus? Will there be food shortages? Will there be rioting? Will there be disruption? Will people not show up for work, you know, like at the electric grids? Will people just be so consumed with taking care of their families that they won't show up for work? Will people wall off and not allow transportation to continue the way it is now? Seems like that could happen to me. So, eating your neighbors, eating enemies, eating your front lawn. What if you applied Scott's Weed and Feed on your lawn? You know, insecticide. And then you have to eat your lawn. Just asking. We don't use pesticides here at the farm. We don't have a front lawn that looks like a golf. Well, actually, it does look like a golf course, but that's because we use natural fertilizer, cow manure. We let the cows come right up to the house, and then we spread the cow manure around. So it does look pretty good. But it's not uniform. It's not just one kind of grass. It's like lots of kinds of grass. Gwyneth, any comments about what I said about cannibalism as a result of starvation? Eating grass?
Yeah, you will see that. It happens every time. Okay? And it's actually in the Bible that, that's actually a curse for people not following God and his ways. And, you know, they had quarantine in the Bible. If you had an infectious disease in Bible times in Israel, then you were required to camp somewhere outside of the city. And, you know, you were not allowed to, you had to have your family members take food to you. If you didn't have family members, well, you starved. But they didn't have many infectious diseases back then. The main one was leprosy, which is still with us and is still really bad and still highly infectious. But that's where the leper camps come from. That's called quarantine. And there's laws in the Bible about quarantine, and you should not go circulating among the general population if you've got a highly infectious illness, like leprosy or like coronavirus. Coronavirus is just the common cold on steroids, basically. But there's whole, going back to what we were talking about with Indian tribes, there were whole Indian tribes that were wiped out by the common cold, you know, and the common cold reached them on the wind before they even saw a white man, because they happened to be living downwind of where the boat landed, and it had all these white people on them, and one of these white people happened to have a case of the common cold, which is a coronavirus. We know that now. They didn't back then, and they didn't know anything about infectious diseases much back then, except that they were infectious and that you should stay away from such people because you might catch whatever they've got. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yes, and so now the next question, obviously, is can you envision a run on antibiotics?
Yeah, antibiotics. They don't work against viruses. This is a virus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as people get sicker and sicker, can you envision a run on antibiotics and other medicines?
Because people will be too stupid to realize that this is a virus and antibiotics won't work against it. They'll just take the antibiotics because that's what they've been conditioned to do.
Right. And where does a lot of our medicine come from right now? That would be China. A lot of our medications come from China. Now, are we going to suspect contamination of medicine from China? Are we going to accept it? Another question. David, when we come back, do you have any other comments?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right, David's with us in Illinois, USA Preparedness Instructor. Marine. Gwyneth Isaacs, Australia. And I'm in Missouri. We'll be back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Let's see what the news has to say about the coronavirus.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.